We've just got a frozen government. We're not paying any money to ministries because any legal savings which we are taking is going to elections. And we've done exceptionally well in that we've managed to protect the treasury and the sharks. Vampires and vouchers have not been able to touch our money. And we have had to be very strong to say we'll pay wages and then we'll look after the election. So we have staggered along to where we are, where we have paid the $30 million for voter registration and then the $11 million that I released last week. As I said in my press conference yesterday, there's no money and we are asking for leadership on two issues. First is that man called Mbof and the diamond companies. They are not submitting a cent. They've not submitted a cent in 2018. In 2012, $800 million, only $45 million came to the state. We can't be so irresponsible, and we can't be such extravagant thieves that the nation is crying and we're stealing people's money. The second issue is the interference with ministers. Patrick Namas has been saying interfering with our capacity to raise money, particularly from the international donor community.
Lastly, you had indicated that you would seek audience with the principals, Mr. Mugabe and Mr. Tsvangirai. What is happening on that front to discuss this election funding?
I'm waiting to be called. I'm on standby right now.